Ahoy, me hearties, and welcome back aboard the Pirate's Code podcast. I just laid me one good eye upon a poem, freshly read from a dusty tome I liberated, not plundered, mind ye, from a merchant vessel what strayed too close to Dead Man's Bay. The poem be titled The Comfort Zone, and she's been floating round the seven seas of the internet for many a year, attributed to various souls. But the most credited author be a shadowy figure, known only as Anonymous, a true ghost in the sails, for no soul's been able to pin the parchment to a proper name. Now, lend me your ears and tighten your rigging, for I'll be reading this piece aloud, straight from the creaking deck of the Queen Anne's Revenge, with Blackbeard taking the helm, afterward, to give ye some hard-earned wisdom, and the fiery Arabella weighing in with her signature flair and cannon blast truth. So, stow your distractions, batten down the hatches, and prepare to venture beyond your comfort zone. The comfort zone. I used to have a comfort zone where I knew I wouldn't fail. The same four walls and busy work were really more like jail. I longed so much to do the things I'd never done before, but stayed inside my comfort zone and paced the same old floor. I said it didn't matter that I wasn't doing much. I said I didn't care for things like commission checks and such. I claimed to be so busy with the things inside the zone, but deep inside, I longed for something special of my own. I couldn't let my life go by just watching others win. I held my breath. I stepped outside and let the change begin. I took a step, and with new strength I'd never felt before, I kissed my comfort zone goodbye and closed and locked the door. If you're in a comfort zone, afraid to venture out, remember that all winners were at one time filled with doubt. A step or two and words of praise can make your dreams come true. Reach for your future with a smile. Success is there for you. End of poem. A fine piece of truth that be. That comfort zone, as the landlubbers call it. Aye, 'tis nothing more than a well-decorated prison, with velvet ropes and gold-trimmed excuses keeping you tied to the dock. Now, I remember the first time I hoisted the black flag of rebellion. Me hands were shaking. Aye, not from fear alone, but from the weight of choosing me own fate. The harbor behind me was safe, familiar, full of warm meals, known faces, and the dull ache of a life untested. But safe never made legends. Safe never brought treasure. Safe don't echo through the ages with songs sung round tavern fires. A pirate's life, she be no easy course, full of squalls, enemy broadsides, and the ever watchful eye of the Navy. But by the stars, she be free. The open sea, she don't promise comfort, but she offers possibility. Endless horizons and riches only the bold dare claim. That be the secret, matey. If ye want a life worth telling, ye've got to step beyond the edge of the map. You see, the comfort zone be a sly beast. It strokes your ego, fills your belly, and tells you, this be enough. But mark me words, it lies. For every day ye stay within those padded walls, ye trade a piece of your spirit for false peace. It be the brave, the mad, the dreamers with salt in their blood who break the chains and say, no more. They leap from the plank of comfort into the unknown deep, and whether they find treasure or tragedy, they live true. So if ye be hearing this now from your own mental port, trapped in routine, stalled by fear, sitting in the hammock of hesitation, know this, ye can't plunder glory from a hammock. Ye can't discover new lands if ye refuse to leave sight of the shore. And you'll never taste the sweet grog of triumph by drinking only what's served. Throw off your bowlines, fire up your cannon spirit, face down that storm, and let the winds of change fill your sails. There be greatness in ye yet if ye dare to chase it. Now then, let's hear what Arabella's got to say. For if there be anyone who's danced beyond the edge of comfort with fire in her boots, it's her!
Oh, how true that be, love. I remember it well, the day I first left the shores of Tortola, heart pounding like the drums of war, with nothing but a small satchel and a storm brewing behind me eyes. Me own mother near dropped her teacup when I told her. "It ain't safe," she gasped, clutching her pearls like I'd just announced I were joining a crew of demons. "You're just a girl," she cried. And I was. But I were also a girl with fire in her soul and the call of the sea singing in her blood. I'd rather dance atop the deck in the midst of a thunderstorm, hair whipping, boots slipping, heart roaring, than sit quiet in a parlor, forever wondering what if. That first step, it be the hardest, always. It don't matter whether you be speaking up for the first time, starting a business, leaving a life that no longer fits like a pair of two small boots. It all begins with courage. Every bold soul I've ever met, sailor, merchant, dreamer, or rogue, had to kiss their comfort zone goodbye and risk losing what they knew to chase what they could become. And what did they find out there, beyond the safety of still waters? Not just danger, though there be some. They found life. They found passion. They found purpose. Aye, and sometimes they found love too, the kind that sets your bones on fire and makes the stars seem closer. And here's a treasure many don't realize, especially in these modern tides. If ye launch a business, start a side hustle, or set your course for something new, you won't have to dodge cannonballs or parry cutlasses like we did in me day. Nay, the fiercest thing coming at ye now be the sharp tongue of a critic on the internet or a bit of doubt from your neighbours. The storms now are emotional, the cannon fire be words, and the battleground is within your own mind. But don't let that fool ye into thinking the quest be any less noble. It still takes courage. It still takes grit. And if ye answer the call, it still leads to treasure. So, to all the lasses and lads listening, especially those feeling that itch in your bones, that restless tide rising in your soul, I say this. Unfurl your sails, sweethearts. Hoist 'em high. Let the winds of change fill your heart and guide your compass. For there be no glory in waiting on the shore. The horizon's calling. And what waits for you out there may just be the grandest adventure of your life.
All right, ye lazy lot, O land-loving rapscallions. Listen to Blackbeard or be left floating face down in the wake of the future. You think ye got time? Ye don't. While ye be lounging on the couch, staring at the telly with a goblet of grog and a belly full of excuses. The cold steel tide, oh artificial intelligence, be rising fast, swift as a kraken in heat, and just as merciless. The AI storm be upon us, mates. Not next year, not next week, but now! You best stop waiting for the axe to fall and the pink slip to sail in like a cursed message in a bottle, because mark me words, it will come. And when it does, there'll be no quarter given to the unprepared. So here be your final warning, straight from the scorched earth and smoldering deck of the Queen Anne's Revenge. Within the next 48 hours, ye best pick your next voyage. Not in a fortnight, not when it's convenient. Now, start a side hustle while you still got a ship to stand on. Gather your crew, them that are loyal, hungry, and half mad enough to dream with ye. Launch your venture like ye be storming a merchant fleet at midnight, fierce, fast, and with fire in your soul. Because if ye don't, ye ain't gonna be riding high on the waves. You'll be standing in the government soup lines, holding out a tin bowl with the rest of the sorry shipwrecked souls who ignored the call. So hoist your sails, load your cannon, and for the love of every gold doubloon and drop of freedom, prepare now! The sea waits for no man, and neither does the future. Arr!